I think it is one of the great blessings of society that we can experience a strong and stable government. Thank God for our founding fathers. 250 years ago, they established a strong and stable experiment, which become known as the United States of America. And we have a constitution. We follow the rule of law, and we are called an exceptional nation, not because we're better than anybody else. It's because of the way the founding fathers put us together and gave us the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all of that, and we follow the rule of law. That's what governs us, is the rule of law. Now, some governments come and go very quickly because of internal political conflicts or even coups. Other governments might be corrupt, like any vision or insufficient means to enact their policies. So, what's the result? Their economy falters, crime rises, poverty spreads, the nation becomes vulnerable to attack and outside influences. In contrast, a good, strong government promotes order in society and consequently peace and safety and prosperity. As we look around the world today, we can see some of the stuff, you know, working as, you know, some governments are, they're just not doing so good in our world. But thanks be to God for the United States of America and how He has blessed us. But I digress. Psalm 93 is the first of a number of psalms, which goes from Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, that praise God for being king over all of the earth. I think it's one of the most important and comforting truths in the Bible is that God is sovereign. The Lord reigns, 93 verse 1, over everyone and everything, and ultimately all people and all events serve His purpose. Unlike kings who rule for a lifetime or a president who rules for a fixed term of office, God reigns forever. And since He is the King of the world, firm and secure He is. Yeah. In other words, while there are wars and natural disasters, God manages all these things to ensure the well-being and survival of His creation. Now, in the midst and stories of the ancient world, and there are some myths, the sea was often a symbol of chaos. Surely in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, we're told darkness was over the earth of the deep and over the waters before God spoke and brought order. Now, some of us might have experienced violent sea storms and floods and tsunamis, and they can be challenging because the waters seem uncontrollable. But, you know, I love the buts and the if. But the Lord is mightier than the breakers of the sea. 93 verse 4. Indeed, these forces of chaos have lifted up their voice in praise to the one who made them and rules over them. So, if the Lord controls the powerful, terrifying waters, I think we can be confident in His rule over all the forces of the earth. So how does the King of all creation rule the peoples of the earth? That's a good question, Robbie. I think the psalm concludes by telling us, "Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. By His law, God rules His people as king, promoting order and restraining evil." In Revelation chapter 17, verse 14, it says, "The Lord of lords, the King of kings, and He rules His kingdom by His word." You can find that in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Now, I think that Jesus, in His ministry, maybe twice, He displayed His divine power over terrifying chaos of the sea. You remember the story where He calmed the storm and walked on the water? And in John chapter 6, it talks about under His government there is righteousness, peace and joy through the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can also find that in Romans chapter 14. Well, I think that all of us has experienced life under some unstable government. Even our government at times is unstable. But it's the way that God had put us together and the founding fathers. We're able to sustain some of the unstableness and work together for good. Because God has blessed this nation. And our founding fathers established a covenant with God. That's why we have been able to survive for 250 years, because we are adhering to that covenant. But I don't know, you know, if we ever break that covenant, I don't know, Robbie, don't know anything sometimes. But, you know, we think about this as we think about our own life and the experiences that we have under a good government, which is called the United States of America. And we think about how life can be as we look at other countries and see the different things that they go through. The most important thing about being a citizen of the United States of America is freedom. And it's the same with our love relationship with God. You know, we have the freedom to say, yes, Lord, or we got the freedom to say, no, Lord, I don't think I want anything to do with you. But that is the freedom. That is the gift of love and grace, that God does not force himself upon us, because he wants us to love him just because we love him and for who he is. But he'll never force his way upon us. But he wants to have a relationship with us, and he puts all these things out here to show us how much of a loving God that he is. So when you experience life and you experience challenges and you know where to go, you can pray, you can talk to God, and he wants to talk to you. So that's really what makes the life of the church so important. Now, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the head of the church. Now, some of the churches that we call churches that are around here, sometimes they say they're a church, but they don't have Jesus Christ at the head of their church. And that's the most important thing. And we need to acknowledge that Jesus is King and he lives under the authority of his word, and we do too. So, and the gift, and one of the choices, we go, what do you want to choose, death or life? Well, for me and my house, we serve life and we want to be a part of that. But it's a choice. And if we make that choice, God gives us a blessing of eternal life. Because Jesus said, in this world you'll have trials and tribulations, but fear not, he said, I've overcome the world. So when we go through this, I like to call it pruning or training or whatever, because we have challenges. And when we learn by the grace of God where to go and how, ask him to help us through all these things, then we get better at this thing called faith, don't we? And I think that Jesus wants well-trained saints in heaven. Because sometimes you wonder, oh my God, why do I got to go through all this? Well, when you go through it and you work it out and you know that God's still on the throne, and we give him the glory and we thank you, Lord Jesus. And then he lets us get another challenge somewhere along the line, and he helps us through that, and we become trained, well-trained saints. It says in that little book of Jude, I think there's only 26 verses, that once we leave this earth, we go into the kingdom of heaven, and we're there as he prepares to come back again, and we'll come back with him. But, I said, but, I love the buts and the ifs, but we have a wonderful life here on this earth. And sometimes, I'm not ready to go, but when he wants us, we'll go. But it is a wonderful blessing to know, as I like to paraphrase the Apostle Paul, that if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God, because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have something much better to look forward to, eternal life. So, brothers and sisters who love the Lord and are following the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, especially on this Palm Sunday, just know that you are on the right track. Yeah, life can be challenging, but the rewards are wonderful in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day.